In Parshas Beshalach, you find a small parsha tucked in that kind of gets lost, machmas, because it's in big inyanim. The pasuk says that they went from Yamsuf. So they came to a place called Mara, and they could not find, the water was bitter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them their choyk and mishpat, and shom nisohu. So the Rashi says Shem Sam Chokim Mishpat brings the Gemara that Bemara Nasla Mixes Pasha Shalteira Shabbos Paradum and Didin. There's not even an understanding over here why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Mixes Pashas over there. It doesn't say anything, and more than that, the Vishom Nisohu is going on the water thing, so that should have been first. In other words, it should have said Vayimtukah Mayim Shom Nisohu, and then a new pasuk Shom Som Lechoyku Mishpat. Vaystois that the Shom Som Lechoyku Mishpat was something that had to do something very much with the Nisoyin itself, and it's hard to understand what shaychus does it have. Bechlal, it's very hard to understand what the tachlis was to be makdim. It wasn't as if it would take forever to get the Torah. The Torah was coming up in 49 days, basically, less than 49 days, 42 days. So what was the point of being makdim that couldn't wait? The Torah is always giving me Sinai, and it's me Sinai, and it's Tavu, and all of a sudden you find three inyanim that they were makdim before. Also, the pasuk finishes Vayema. Im Shomaya Tishma Lekoil Hashem Lekech Vayosha Bein Avtase Vazantel Mitzvoyis Hashemat Chukov. So Chazal HaMedayek says Im Shomaya Tishma. So Rashi says if you make kavla on yourself and you'll do. The Chazal Darshin two Oifanim, both very similar. Bomer Abzer Vitei Rav Chinam HaPapa Boyu Re'ei Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam Kli Rikon Machzik Mole Eina Machzik. By a person, when you have a Kli Rake, it's Machzik, and a Kli Mole is not Machzik, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eina Kein Mole Machzik Rikon Eina Machzik Shenema Vayem Im Shomoya Tishma Im Shomoya Tishma Vim Lav Loi Tishma. So if Klal Yisrael will listen once, they will listen afterwards. In other words, if they do mitzvahs, you will. Rashi says, "Im shomoya pam achas soifcho shetata oizen pam acheres." You're going to be mata oizen pam acheres. Ve'im lav lo tishma dova acha im shomoya biyoshen tishma bechodosh ve'miyfne belvov choshuv lo tishma. That if you hear Yoshon, you'll hear Chodesh, and if not, you won't hear anymore. So a slightly different drasha, that Yoshon, if a person listens to, then he will learn new things also. If he doesn't listen to old things, he won't learn new things. But at any rate, Chazal Dash and Shomoya Tishma, that a Kli Mole is Machzik, Reke Eino Machzik. Two things. First of all, it's L'chur the opposite of what it says by the Neser Shemin with Elisha. Over there it says Vahamole Tasi, you should bring as many Kalim Reikim as you can. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Dafke into a Kli Reik. That was the Nes of the Shemin over there. And a Kli Mole, it's not Mashpia. Here it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida is that Kli Mole is Machzik, Kli Reik is Eina Machzik. We have to understand the Gedorim. When do you say that the Mole is Machzik? When do you say the Reik is Machzik? And there's always the old shaila, how do you start the process? The same, a very similar chazal, it says by Belev Kol Chochem Yoav Chuchmesa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chochem to all Chachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chochem only to Chachamim, and the question is always, how do you start the process, and so on. That is the Indian. So Al-Gapanim, we have a small parish in the Torah here, a parish that Kimat's not noticed, and yet it's a certain sheirish from Matan Torah that we it seems somehow a pre-Matan Torah. And Lamaisa, it's Shabbos. We always say that's Bemorin Etzavu. It's part of the Zmiris. It's Bemorin Etzavu. There's something about in Mora itself. There's a tzivui. Chazal also darshan. They say in Shemoya Tishma here in Dvarim. They say that in that Mikan Shekol Ascholas Koshes in Shemoya Asoif Koshes the Dvarim you are raven. So it seems as if the process of Kol Ascholos Kosher is very intrinsic. It's not just a mikra, but it's intrinsic to the process of Shemoya Tishma. And that's the nekuda we have to try to understand. What's the side of Kli Mole is Machzik, and Kli Reg is not Machzik. The Maral says in a lot of places when he speaks about Nivroim. So the Maral's Loshen by Nivroim is that every Nivra is be'etzem a chaser. The fact that there is no Nivra that's born that's not a chaser. The Parnosa and Mezoinois are Eine Koyle Lecho Yisaberu is the pshat because Nivroim are all chaserim, and they all come to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chisaron. It's sort of a brach we make. Burn of Fashas Rabbis v'ches reinon. We make a burn of Fashas Rabbis. We speak about the ches reinon. Then al kol masha baros alaf shachoy that there's things more. Tanugim, the Rashi, it's the things that they were given to be misaneg, and shahakol is usually refers to things that are less vital. Grain and bread is a moitzi, wine is an ikar, and shahakol is the things that a person is misaneg from them that are beyond what's absolutely vital to live. So there's two dargis, there's the chesaron and what's beyond it. Let's think a little bit into it. When a person wants to relate to two types of people. One type of person, lamashal. Let's take a mashal, somebody lo'aleinu can't see. So he needs somebody who has vision that will help him cross the street or do whatever needs to be done. A person is weak and it's hard for him to walk. He needs somebody to pull him. A person needs guidance in something. There is the bria itself, mitzad its mitzias is chaser. A nivra is defined. The Ibn Ezra says one of the lashonis of bria is to be cut away from something. To be bore a sayar, to cut, to chop. A nivra is defined as someone that has been, quote unquote, chopped away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His mitzias is a mitzias that was once part of a great mitzias, and however bria works, the person's mitzias arose breaking away from that mitzias. So that means the person is defined by what he's not. Every single bria is mugbal. Every single nivra has its own gvulas. This is what he is, and that's that. When you define somebody, you're pointing out to what he's not. When a person is 6 foot tall, he is only up to 6 feet and doesn't go further than 6 feet. When a person is X amount wide, that's up to where he goes. A person's definition is always, a nivra's definition is always mitzad chisar and shaboy. So the mechus of the bria is that it's chaser. The ongoing need for parnasa in the Bria, in every oifen, every balchai, in every tzomeach, is because it's a nivra, and a nivra is a chaser. A nivra does not have self-sustainability. The thing, it doesn't sustain itself. A chai sustains itself more than a tzomeach or a domeim. A domeim is just disintegrates with the elements. A tzomeach builds itself up. A chai does more. A medaba does more. But at the end of the day, because it's a nivra, it's a chaser, and it's limited to itself, and that's all it is. That is in the world of nivroim. A kodesh baruch hu's mehus is yeshus. In other words, the definition that we in the Kadmonim all agree that we can label HaKadosh Baruch Hu with many labels except a label that points at Chisaron. Anything that would define HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a Chaser is absolutely Kfirah to define him as such. So if we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed the world for something, like the Rambam says, in the Rambam's core definition of the Creator, the Rambam says that Lu Yitzur, you could imagine that the entirety of Bria would not exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be lacking for anything because it doesn't exist. So the core definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that is Eino Chaser. So a person has two relationships. One is when I'm lacking something, I look for some way to fill that chisaron. A second relationship is if I find somebody else like my heart, somebody who's got the same type of ideas, ideals, mentality, etc. as me, there's a kirvas hadas. There's something called kirvas hadas. And the kirvas hadas comes from what you share, not from what you lack. So, on a physical level, a person's household works on what each one is missing. For the woman, it's hard to plow in the field, so the husband plows in the field and grows the crops. The husband, it's hard to cook the food and to weave and to do whatever other chachmas am yuchad for nashim. He doesn't. He's lacking in that ability, and she feels that. So the bias is built on the chisaron shaboy. That's the on the physical level. On the teichendike level, what builds the house is the kirvas hadas between the husband and wife. The fact that they both teichendike are of the same teichend. So we have two halakim of the bria. The chelik of the bria that is that goes under the world of nivroim, that goes under the world of not elikus, is defined by its lack, by its chisaron, and that chelik of the bria is always a chaser. If you don't give the guf food, it dies. If you don't give it air, it dies. That is the definition of the mohus of Bas of Adam. And then there's a chelik in the Bria that's Neshamadik, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu dik, and that defines itself mitzad what it is. And b'meila, in the mitzad the Pnimiya Sheboy, the care between two people is Noveah from the Kirvas Hadas, from what's there, not from what they're lacking. That process is the core process of Shaychus between two things. In other words, when we speak, and it's something that's hard to imagine a little bit because we're used to physical terms. When something is a kli for something else, let's take back a step. In halacha, a kli, there are two types of klis, kalim. There's something called pshute kli eitz or kli mateches, and there's kli mateches. And with a base kibble. Kalim with a base kibble, and there's pshuta kalim. A fork is also a kli. A fork and a cup are both kalim. The difference is one is called pshuta kalim, and one is called with a base kibble. But the Shem Kli, a Kli is anything that's used for something else. So if a person needs to grab a piece of meat, to hold a piece of meat, you don't hold a piece of meat with a cup, you hold it with a fork. You can hold a lot more meat on a fork than you can in a cup. Water, you can only hold in a cup. So the kelim really can apply to either one. There are some kelim that work mitzad the reik shaboy, mitzad the emptiness in it, and some kelim work mitzad what it does have. The cup holds soup because of where the cup is not. It's the nothingness in the cup that becomes a kli for the soup. And in a fork, it's the tongues, it's the tines, it's the pieces that are there that actually are the fork. So both of them are kelim, except one is with the ayin shaboy and one's the yesh shaboy. And it's very interesting, the chagav, that water is the difference. The major difference is between fluids and things that are solids. Things that are solids have more of a yesh to them, and things that are fluid are kind of more vapid. Gases and fluids you can only hold into a kli that has nothingness, and solids you can hold in things that are mitzad yesh boy, adraba, a tongue, fork, anything, the kelim for dvarim shel yesh, you can do a lot better with things like a fork than a kli kibble. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world two types of items. Both of them have kelim to be mekabelit. One kli is a kli with reik, with ayin, with reik on his machzik, and one kli is machzik with the yesh. Let's take an example. A person, if drinking water, a person can only drink water if his body needs water. Person is hot, he's overheated, he's sweating, he's thirsty. So a person drinks. Once a person has become if full with water, he doesn't drink any more water because the whole water was just there to serve for the chisar and shabbat. When a person has food that he's misaneg from, then also same with food that's not a special tainuk, with food that doesn't have a special flavor to it. So then the person needs to, then the person can just eat. What do you, if a person is very, very hungry and this old bread with margarine, so a person can eat as much as he needs to take away the hunger pangs. Once he finishes with that, that's it. He's not going to sit and overeat on it. If food that has a certain tainik to it, so then the person can eat mitzad the yeshaboy, and he can overeat with it. There's more Megillah. We said a few times that I think it was Reb Zeira came and he ate. I don't know if it was Reb Zeira. He ate his full, and then he had shishim of a very special dish. And the Gemara says two ways. How was he able to eat so much? Either kafna anyv lo yada, that a poor person is hungry and doesn't know about it. In other words, a poor person is missing a lot more than he can imagine. And the other teretz of the Gemara is rafcha l'psumika, that a person has room for something sweet. I think there's something tasty is something a person can take in, even if he's quote unquote full. The two terutzim in that Gemara are the two inyanim that we're talking about. One is that a person can eat mitzad his chisaron shaboy, and therefore if you eat mitzad chisaron shaboy, you're going to reach a limit. And the only way that a person can eat more is that he's a bigger chasser than he thought that he was. Or, even if he's a mole, in the world of tainug, you can eat more because you're... Ravcha lepsumi ika means the taste creates the kli kibul. It's not because what you're lacking, but because what's there, that creates the kibbul. So just like if I need information from somebody, how to get from here to someplace else, or a phone number. If I call up an operator to find out a phone number. So once she tells me the phone number, the conversation's over. There's nothing else I'm going to talk to her about. But if someone calls up that I enjoy talking to them, then the talking itself will be more, you know, it's so nice to talk to you. What about this? What about this? What about this? The tainuk sheboy whets the appetite. And b'meila, my appetite grows with the thing itself. The world of ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a world of ruchnius, and the kli kibul for the world of ruchnius works like that. But there's two dargas. It says vavishoyse b'tzoma divrehem. The Mishnah says a person should be misabig faragleim vavishoyse yibesa beisvada chachamim vavisabig faragleim vavishoyse b'tzoma divrehem. So the Maral says vavishoyse b'tzoma divrehem means that the person has to make himself into a chaser klapi. In other words, the first approach to learning can't come about because the person enjoys the learning itself. That second mahalach can't work as the approach it, because kolzman I'm not a chacham, then I have no yearning for chuchmas as such. I can only understand it b'teiras that I can't do without it. So the mashal, if I come to somebody and I say he should learn arithmetic or math, I can't convince him it's a pleasure because he's never learned it before. I tell him, listen, you're going to go to a store, you're not going to know how much change they're giving you, you're not going to know how much to buy, you need it for doing the things that you are misanig with. But that becomes already, so that's the first, the shaloi lishma me is the first one. That, it's shaloi lishma because it's a mahalach that comes mitzad nivra, mitzad the world where kli reik is machzik. So the first approach to ruchnius can only be with that mahalach. So they came to a place that had water, and they were thirsty, and they couldn't drink it because it was too bitter. So there's a famous verse from the Pshischa. It says, "Kimarim heim klal yisol was bitter." In other words, they didn't have the taste buds to appreciate it. So the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he gave them a chelik of Torah. B'Torahs, it says part of it was the Zayim Mitzvahs Mei Noach, which they were already chayev. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them with the first mahalach, with the mahalach of being mimali chaser. This was a b'china of to be shayse devem b'tzoma. They were tzmeim. So the first order was to give them teira b'teiras a tzimoyin, like the Maral says b'teiras chaserim. And once they had the first taste of it, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Im shamoya tishmu." Once you have a beginning of it, then there's what it should be challah. When a person has tasted it, b'teiras, he needed to take it, and now he begins to enjoy the flavor of it. He begins to get a tam and it's tainuk. That's in Shema Tishma. So the parasha here, mitzad its teichin, is a very deep parasha, begeder a hakdama from Matan Torah. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu needed to give some element of mitzvah, an element of chayk, an element of edus, an element of mishpat. He had to give that before Matan Torah, in order that they take Matan Torah b'teiras shleimus, that the Kabbalah of Matan Torah is b'teiras kli mole machzik, not kli chosa machzik, because kli chosa has a gvul, and therefore you can only give up to the person, like the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was taught everyone kifi daitom. Avraham Avinu, when he went around and spread Amuna, he can only inculcate kefi the das of the person that was listening. In Matan Torah it says Ata Reisa La Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us das. In other words, das came to us because we already had some level of chachma to us. I want to take this and obviously understand it not only as Matan Torah, which is where it came from, but be'emes, it's the whole mahalach of ruchnis at all. The first step is, Rashi says, you know, if you im shomea tishma, that if the things are in kolas cholos are kosher, but afterwards it's going to be a revim alecha. The pshatn that is that it's not an isoyen chitzoni. We think of it like yitzahara, but then it gets better. Mitzad the metzias of the adam. There is no real mitzad the metzias of a dom shaboy. There's no real tshuka for ruchnias. There's certainly not a tshuka for ruchnias. The person has to take it on b'teres bal karchach. The person has to take it on and force it on himself because he has to show himself. I have to do it because of X or Y. Forcing yourself means that you need to do it, but not for intrinsic reasons. I force myself to go to work every day because it's not the work I want to do, it's the paycheck I want to get. So the forcing, we're not talking about in Honest Goma, where a robber has forced me to give up my money. We're talking about the Bal Karchach of it is that the person starts with doing anything which a person does for an ulterior reason is Bal Karchach. Saying that the things are a ravim is behechreach. It's not just once you get used to it. A person doesn't have a kli kibul for ruchnius unless he has ruchnius in himself. And b'meila, the first entrance of ruchnius comes as an outside thing, and that's the answer to the paradox of if a kadosh baruch hu doesn't give chachma ela chachamim, so how do you start? The teretz is a kadosh baruch hu doesn't give. We give. A person has to force himself. The forcing himself is his own doing. And that's b'teiras hakara as a nivra, that this is what I'm doing. And that's why l'moshel the shemen that we said the Navi told Elisha, told her she has to get kalim that are empty, because it's not the coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's anything that's in the world of Gashmias needs a kli rake to have it. Anything that's in the world of Ruchnias needs a kli mali. So the appreciation for things that are the first step in any ruchnistic avoda, it's always where the person does it not really wanting to do it, but feeling he has to do it. It's nogea when you start bechlal avodas Hashem, when a person is first motivated to start learning, to start doing things. It's nogea every time a person stops. A person takes off some time. The first stop, he loses some of that cheshek, and he needs to give himself a little push. There are no moments as in Tazveni Yoimi Maim Azveka, as soon as a person lets go a little bit, he's already a chasa and he's already missing, and he just doesn't have the same affinity. A person who is moved away a step needs to push himself a step. But the big problem is always when we say, "Oi, this is so difficult, I don't feel like it, not the mood for it." But if I tell a person an hour from now, you'll be in the mood for it. So it doesn't bother you. You know, you think that I have to keep doing this, not being in the mood for it. But once you start up the engine, you are in the mood for it. So it gives a person a tremendous impetus to start the engine. The hard part is starting because he's not a kli kibul for it. Once the person has things in it, once the person has understanding in it, then he becomes a bigger, then it goes automatically. Then it's a b'china of Raflub Sumi'ika. The same thing is true with the other pshat that the Gemara says. Im shomer biyoshon tishma bechodosh. When a person chazes, the first attraction, a person wants to see something new. A person wants to hear something new. And that's always the attraction. So b'meila, you run away from chazering, you run away from hearing over something you heard, and you run to something new. That's that type of enjoyment of learning is from the world of chaser. This idea I never heard before, this story I never heard before, this I never heard before. So b'meila, the person is getting it mitzad chisar in shaboy. But if a person, the more you understand the sugya, the better, the more clear a sugya is, the better you have, the more you enjoy the nuances of it. The kashas are stronger when you really understand the points. The terutzim are sharper when the kashas are very tough. Every single chelik of learning, a very good kasha brings about a tremendous simcha in a teretz. A very clear understanding of all the elements of the sugya and all the elements of Tosfos give you breed the kashas that are there. Every single aspect of it breeds in itself chachma. The mahalach of learning is, in Chazara lies, should lie, the geshmak to learning weiter. So the beginning is always pushing yourself to do something you don't want to do, and Chazara is the same thing, and then it starts becoming pleasurable again. It's something that we need to be mechazik in terms of our tfisa of ruchnius. A person's physical self is geared that if he doesn't, that if he feels the kalim are full, he steps back. The person rests, the person steps back, the person kind of takes it easy and lets go, with the understanding that he'll later come back re-energized. So lamashal, in the world of chas, it's true. If a person's kalim are all full with water, and then he drinks out the water, so now he has empty kalim again, and he wants to refill them again. But in the world of ruchnius, the longer a person stays away from learning, the harder it is to start learning again. A vacation, a rest, or whatever it is, becomes self-defeating, because the person stagnates. And if the sugya is not so clear anymore, then the points on the sugya are not so interesting anymore, and not so engaging, not so striking. So b'meila, he loses out on it. Whenever a person makes that hefsik, the person needs to understand that he's going to have to push to get in again. He has to start the process. But once he starts the process, that's when kli mali becomes ready for something more. The more a person is shakua in the world of ruchnius, the more meaningful the world of ruchnius to him, and the more he wants it. The less he's shakua, the more he's going to need to push himself to do it. B'teres bal karchach. That's the difference between those two worlds. And it's something, it's easy to mistake, because in the physical, we know if you don't show up in the office for a week, you come back, you feel a lot better, and you know, you can work more energized. And learning is also, the goof also has its needs that have to be taken care of and so on. But mitzad the penimius hanyanim, if a person, the more the person takes off, the less he's interested in it. And he needs a bigger effort to do it bal karcha. But there's always the aftocha of im shomoya tishma, that if a person pushes himself in the scholos kashis, and kol scholos are always kashis, every start is always against the grain of the person at that moment, then there's aftocha that seifun that devarim you arevim. The things themselves become arevim, because the chachma that the person has in himself, each piece of chachma is a kli kibul for another piece of chachma. Each havana and each tefisa is havana for something else. And once the person The beginning has to be the person's effort. He has to push, because it's only coming mitzidoi, not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once the person does his pushing, once the person starts the process, then it becomes hashpah melamayla that keeps feeding on itself. Shabbos.